There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Lazy, those of you who are ineffective, those of you who don't want to get ahead, those of you who are blah, go away. Church we don't God. Want you. We want people who are excited and exciting. John Creeman's chuckling in the background.
Yes, just turn the dial.
Turn the dial. We don't want you. The only radio program that doesn't want listeners who are dull, stupid, boring, ineffective. We don't want
lazy.
You. Lazy. Get lost.
Nothing.
Right. Where's Akos? How come he's not chiming in on
all
this?
He's on the phone right now.
He's on the phone? What an outrage.
Well, we were loading up all the equipment and everything to go over to the PGA.
Oh, that's right, too. You're going over there? Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be doing a bunch of video and a bunch of interviews with the inventor for the weekend show.
Do we have inventing? What are we going to get from the world of golf that is inventive? They got a new ball?
Well, today there's one that's about if you like to take selfies or if you like to have maybe one of those GoPros, yeah. You can actually put it on your golf bag or your golf clubs. So he's got a device for that. And then tomorrow we have a guy that's going to have the golf score changer device.
What, on the program here?
Yes.
So all right, let's see what we have today. We have Jesse Fratkin, who's got a SnapCam head cover kit. This is something that that we're going to see if we following golf.
Yeah, well, actually, maybe it's just something that you take take a GoPro and you can hook it onto a.
Tell me what explain to the audience if they are from the same league as I am what a GoPro is.
A GoPro is one of these miniature high def 1080p cameras, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of the times you see
that's the name GoPro
films. If
got
you
it.
See,
okay, I got it.
It's an action cam thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. An action cam.
Got it.
The old school way.
So then this snap, well, we got to wait. I don't want to prejudice it. Next half hour, we'll have this guy from the PGA show, Jesse Fratkin. All right. So, by the way, yesterday, how did Jeff Dahl do with that loop rope?
98%.
Yeah, that was a good presentation. I liked him.
Yeah, he was all excited, man. He actually called me when I was on the bridge going home yesterday afternoon. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you tell him to send me some of these for my farm?
Of course.
Yeah.
We're always looking for inventive swag.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, the essence of where there is inventive thinking, it could be anywhere. It doesn't have to, a lot of times we look at these lists of people who are on either My Cool Inventions or go to the dreambigamerica.us website and they have an invention, they have an idea. About invention so much as they have an idea. You have something going on in your brain that you want to put forth. You want to present the idea to see how the world will react. This is how it has been done. We have now, fortunately, this electronic era that we're in, the electronic world. We have communication that's so readily available. So good ideas, they get started and they just transfer immediately all around the world. That's what YouTube's all about. Facebook, just show this.
Yeah.
So if you got a good idea, this is the place to go. Submit the idea, mycoolinventions.com or dreamingamerica.us, and we will scrutinize you every day. We do one of these inventors and entrepreneurs, and then after 4 days of it through Thursday, Friday we have the contest where there are three people that come together. One of them has been a winner on our weekly contest, here. And then the other two are usually vetted by the Dream Big America staff. But the idea, the point here is that there are so many great minds, inventive minds, and it comes from all walks of life. So I'm really curious to see what you are going to get out of the golf. Now, are you guys going there because you like to play golf? Come on.
No,
what's the real reason you're going?
I do. I mean, I started playing
golf. You got a free round of golf.
When I was 8 years old.
You got a free round of golf, right?
Possibly. I mean, that would be that certainly would be a big
thing. Is Tiger Woods going to be there, a toothless wonder that he is?
Yeah.
All right, what's going on with our signal, Richie? We need to.
I don't know. We're having.
We have a
let's
little.
Let's take a little break here.
Yeah, all right. So we have to reconnoiter here, reconnect, refix, whatever. Stand by. John Creeman's, Akos Dankura, Doug Steffen on My Cool Inventions Radio.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win. Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Log on to mycoolinventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to mycoolinventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
All right, let's see if we can get back in the saddle again. I'm back in the saddle again. 15 after the hour, My Cool Inventions. I'm Doug Steffen with John Cremins. Are you there? Have we got this fixed?
I am. I was going to say, are you going to start singing again?
See, that was
I am. Would you like me to?
That was odd because you actually heard me at the beginning of the whole show.
I did.
And then all of a sudden it just went off to nowhere.
You know, the gremlins that are, it's really very interesting. You guys are finding this out, having created your own studio space there. I've been doing this for, I don't want to sound like Limbaugh, who now all the time, when he says, I've been doing this a long time, sounds like he's complaining about it. I'm thankful that I've been able to do this for as long as I have. I've run into every technical gaffe you could possibly imagine. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you a quick story that the audience will relate to, because we all have we all start new things. You guys put together a network there, and you've used the background that you have in broadcasting, television, and so forth to create a successful radio experience. When I first, this is the 27th year of me doing Good Day. I think, Richie, we're 17 or 18 years into this, you and me?
Yep, 18.
18 years, okay. Mm-hmm. So the first
17.
First broadcast I ever did. Richie didn't know me from Adam. I didn't know him. I was traveling in England, and I was going to my friend Uri Geller's home, which is in a suburban, small little village northwest of Reading. And, Akers, you probably know that area fairly well.
of course he does.
The old equipment that I used to use when I traveled was a box that was about 3x3. I had to carry it in a suitcase, and it required hooking up to 3 telephone lines. Now, I show up at Uri's place maybe at 10 minutes before the top of the hour because we're late. Somehow the plane was late. So I got off the plane. I ran to the car, and I drove out to Uri's place. And he doesn't, I mean, he knows me, we're friends, but he doesn't know what it takes to do the program. He just says, come on, let's do the program at my house. All right, so the three phone lines, we put it all together. The bottom line is that I put this box together and on the air, Richie and I had never talked to each other, never worked together, never done anything together before that moment. It's 4 minutes past five in America, 4 minutes after 10 in England. And Richie doesn't know
we've got
he's
one
gonna get a
to
show
on the air.
The first broadcast I ever did working with Richie, we got 1 minute, and we don't know if we're going to be able to connect. So we fiddle. I put all the wires and things together, yada, yada, bing, bang, boom. And just as dramatic as you could possibly imagine, with both of us having butterflies up with the gazunga, at the final wire was connected, the button was pushed as the theme started, and we got on the air that day.
Thank goodness.
Well, yes.
I thought you were going to say you had to pull the string really tight.
No.
and then Richie had his can, and you had your can. No,
that's what's going to happen to the PGA today. But
that's true. Hey, you want to know something? Conventions are expensive, like to broadcast from.
Oh, yeah, they are.
You know what? Just the internet alone, to have internet connection, the connectivity to you and Richie and Nate Cosimino have together.
Yeah.
$5,000.
Oh,
right.
Or free in the Starbucks.
Well, Richie's going to have to clue you in on this new technology that hooks up to your PC that is interactive. I don't even begin to understand how it works, but it won't cost
you. So you want wireless capabilities. Well, wireless capabilities only cost you $2,000.
Well, they
have a hub in your booth.
Okay,
they don't
charge you for your location there. They're not charging you.
It's like going to the desert, and then they bring the water, and they charge you $2,000 for a bottle of water. That's what a convention is when it comes to the internet.
Yeah, okay. and they don't guarantee the signal.
Perfect. This is
but it's amazing.
So the next 2 days, you're telling me I should be ready to punt. Is that what you're telling me?
No, actually, no. We're going to be here in the studio. We're running back and forth.
Oh, okay. So you'll be in the studio. All right.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
We wouldn't need you here.
Thank you. You already have left me here. I'm here and you're there. The investment department, I was understanding something earlier that I thought we ought to underscore here. The Chinese economy is going into the tank. Some people are cheering it, saying, wow, isn't that great? Their productivity is down 24% in the last year. No, it's not, because even though our country has been leapfrogging China over the last year or so to be back to the most important growth market, we still have to have customers. And if you realize, and ACOS understands this completely, because a lot of the products and things that he's working with are made in China. So you go to China probably, once or twice a year to supervise the making of some of the products that you sell on the home shopping channels. This is something that really is, it looks on the surface like, oh, wow, those Chinese were, but the Chinese are our partners. Whether we like them or we don't like them, it's kind of being married to the wrong woman. They're your partner.
You're 100% right.
Right?
Ford just shipped Mustangs over for the first time ever yesterday, I think it was.
Yeah.
And every time I go to China, everybody goes, why go to China? No, we don't. I go, listen, every time I go there, I always think I'm milking the wrong end of the cow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to buy stuff from China. Forget buying stuff from China. We got to sell to China. There's billions and billions of those people.
Yeah. The number one car in China is?
Don't know.
John, you want to take a shot at the number one car in China?
So I would say it wouldn't be a Japanese. They don't like
growth. No,
Korean.
It's American.
No, actually, I bet you it's got to be a Buick.
You just had it. Buick.
Yeah.
Number one car in terms of growth. They built a plant in China to build Buicks. And see, what it says, in a sense, the emulation of the American or Western, it isn't like, oh, man, aren't we great? This is terrific. America rules the world, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it just tells you where people go who have discernible or discretionary income. Oftentimes, they go to things. They want to know, I'm told, and you would know this better, ACOS, that they have something that's built in their country because they have the same pride we do. But if you build a car in China, that doesn't mean it's Chinese. The Buick is an American car. They're building them in China, and they're selling hotcakes. 21 after My Cool Inventions time.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
My Cool Inventions Radio. Hey, Coach Jan Kura, John Creeman's Doug Steffen, moving you closer, step by step, to success. Well, we were talking about ACROSS before you came in. We were highlighting what new inventions there may be in the world of sports. You know, traditionally, if we look at the list of people who compete on My Cool Inventions, and they do in Dream Big America, it's, I don't want to say the standard bill of fare, but if you look, for example, yesterday, the Loop Probe, okay, that's unique, it's different, interesting, how many people can be affected by it, it depends on how well you market and to whom you market. The world of sports, I was just thinking that the best invention at the moment would be an automatic pressure tester for footballs.
Isn't that called the referee?
It is. Wow. But the referee didn't get the fact that all these footballs were soft.
Well, he did.
Oh, he did get, but it wasn't.
It was after that something happened.
What was 11 out of 12 footballs?
Yeah.
Because the home team supplies the footballs, right? So then they split them up between the two teams, and all the ones that New England had. We're down by 2 pounds in pressure.
So hold on, I'm a Canadian who understands hockey, but learning football. Doesn't the teams use the same ball on both sides of the field?
No, they each get their own set of 12 balls at 2 hours before the game. No. 12 balls are distributed to each team, and they are tested as they are given to them. Then after that, they each manage their own balls.
Right.
Let me get this straight. So the coach, who's the coach of the
Belichick?
So he's going, hey, guys, all gather around. I've got this great idea.
What's the quarterback's name? Brady.
He goes, oh, no, forget Brady. No, we don't need Brady. What's the best running back there? Yeah. No, we know that guy either. What we need to do is deflate the balls a little bit.
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
When it's 12 degrees out and that brick is landing in your hands, a couple of pounds of air pressure in a ball does make a difference.
It's easier to throw. It's easier to catch.
Well, wait a minute. But you see, that's anti-theoretical. The ball with more balls in it ought to be easier to throw. Quiet. The ball that has more air in it, it's like a tire on your car. I'll use that as a relatable inflatable, if you will. The car is going to lose pressure during the wintertime because the molecules don't move as fast. Therefore, you will almost automatically, this time, you need to put air in all your tires. And I would think the same thing would hold true for a football, and that it would flow better. We all know that if the tire is inflated, the car uses less gas because there's less resistance to the road. So wouldn't there, again, I'm using hopefully some common sense here, if the ball has more pressure, it is lighter, and therefore would have less resistance as it moves through the air. So what's the benefit of having less pressure instead of more pressure?
No, it wouldn't. Why would it be lighter?
Because it has the ability, it picks the light
air. If you
air,
put helium in it, maybe it's going to be lighter. But
no, I test it for helium? Is anybody tested for the right gas? And then,
I don't know about that.
No, the basics of it are, if you can grab, when it gets cold outside, because I've actually played football out in like minus two below, a bunch of guys in college being stupid. But when the ball's that hard, you can't grasp it at all.
It really hurts.
Not only does it hurt,
right, so the maneuvering of the ball would be easier than if it's
softer.
Yeah. But it wouldn't go faster or slower. It's just holding on to the ball.
Yeah.
When it hits the receiver's hands, when it's hard and cold, it hurts.
It bounces off. Right. And it's like slippery, and it won't, especially when it's cold. So if you can grab into it a little bit, you've got an advantage. And certainly they beat them, 45-7? Somebody had an advantage.
Yeah. Wow, 20-some points. Come on now.
Hold on. If I'm the quarterback and I'm hitting this thing right on the guy's hands, and he's complaining it's hard and
but Russell Wilson had four picks. That doesn't and his balls were fine.
All right.
So we raise hockey pucks. On a related note, hockey pucks are frozen on the ice.
28 after the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you had donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Programs focus on issues. The issue at hand here is how America grows. In the light of the President's State of the Union address, a lot of people are looking at the economy, trying to figure out, never mind the tax strategy because it's not going to go anywhere anyway, how do we get the best out of Americans in spite of the government? If there had been one thing that I would have liked last night, Akos and John, Akos Jankura, John Creamans, Doug Steffen here on My Cool Inventions, it would have been a way, because we are so insular, I guess the essence of what we do here gets us to focus on how do we encourage business. And the people who are sort of presenting this tax proposal for middle class taxing, they don't really get what it is that drives the economy, because they don't, all of them, they've never had jobs. Most of these people are so clueless when it comes to how things actually work. They don't know about jobs. They don't know about job creation. What we're doing here is encouraging people to come to the table with their ideas and to present them and to build around them.
Yeah.
And I think that's really the essence of what they don't understand. They don't understand what we're doing. You agree?
Yeah, I agree. I 100% agree. I'm looking at their new patent legislation coming, and I think it clearly indicates that.
What's wrong with the current patent legislation?
Well, what they're doing, they're changing it. They're making it harder for the little guy to... They're trying to, and it's all focused on the big guy. And if you start taking the little guys, you know, make it harder for them and more expensive for them, that just slows this whole process.
Well, that's what's wrong with the country. We try to focus on what's good with it. That's what's wrong. There are too many big businesses that are in control or in charge trying to take away the little guy. I see it on the dairy farm all the time.
Yeah, and
that's really what we have to... As independent business people, we have to fight against that.
You're frankly right.
Got to fight against.
Amen,
it.
Brother. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Win a cost, a cost.
This moment brought to you by the word that made Doug remember a 40-year-old song.
Thank you. Actually, no, that's older. Not
that's a couple of hundred-year-old song.
It's more than that. That's called the Pritkin Benediction, and it is used in lots of churches at the end of the service when the minister finally says, "And peace be with you, brother," and then the choir in the church starts, "Amen."
Thanks, Richie.
Hey, Doug, do you realize that I was a pipe organist, church organist?
Yes, you told me that. I was when you were talking about early on. We were talking about your experience with the piano company, and yeah, we got off onto that. The essence of your being I would think you'd be pretty good. I was actually envisioning you. When you told me that the first time, John, see if I'm right on this. I can see Akos sitting on the bench and sort of wiggling and wriggling around as his feet are moving on all those pedals. An organist with an organ like that, you have probably, what, about 24, 25 pedals under your feet?
You've got, it depends on the organ, but three octaves or two octaves.
Right. Eight times two would be 16, so it's either 16 or 32, right?
I can visualize that. I've actually seen him play.
Yeah. But doesn't he kind of move around? You can watch his backside. And he's kind of moving and floating.
There's no power better than rattling the building.
I never watch Akos's backside.
Really? Okay, that's good to know. All right, speaking of watching one's backside, let's get motivated here. We have Jesse Fratkin with us, who has some kind of a kit cover for those new snap cams, so let's figure out how this works.
Well, if you wanted to film your backside while you're driving the ball down the fairway here, just come up with the perfect solution, because, you know, people are into selfies and self-filming, and this guy's come up with a very interesting concept. It looks like a head cover for your golf clubs with a 360-degree rotating camera that mounts up there. You don't need a tripod or anything.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, if you're going to learn how to golf, and sort of we're going to be going to the PGA Golf Show in a few minutes, but what happens is that, you know, these guys go on and they, you know, if you're going to try to practice your swing and try to get in the groove, I mean, all the professionals do it. They all analyze their swing. They try to figure out when you should have brought the club down. Should you have brought it back slower? I mean, how was your movement in your head and your shoulders? So, I mean, I think this is a very interesting idea when you consider that golf is a tens and tens of billions of dollar business. And there are guys that need something like this.
Oh, and here we have Jesse. Welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
So, it's going great. We're looking forward to all the great golfing innovation. We're in the golf mood, and we're trying to, you know, get there. And I know you've got these great golf inventions. So tell us more about the Snap Cam head cover kit.
Yeah, well, first of all, I just want to thank you for giving me the time here. And you know, you're bang on with my invention here. That the thing is, when I go film myself at the range, or I know when other people go film themselves, you don't want to be lugging around a big tripod and sticking it on the ground behind you, just because, you know, if you're a 20 handicappers, you don't really feel that, you kind of feel embarrassed, I guess. So, for the viewers, or for the listeners back home, the beauty of my product is that it's pretty concealed, it's pretty stealth-looking, and it's also a great little product for the up-and-coming junior players. And we're really trying to grow the game here. That's a big thing at the PGA Merchandise Show 2015, and I'm pretty proud of my invention.
So how long have you been working on this?
I've been working on this project for a year now. It's a patent pending product, and really, I just started by myself. You know, one day I hit the holes a lot, and one day I'm at the range, and I'm going, "Wow, these new head covers—they're so big and they're so protective." And let's put something on the face of the head cover here, and let's add some value to this thing. And that's really how it all started. You know, I built my first prototype at the dollar store, and really the actual product that I have now is. I built it myself, so it's something I'm pretty proud of.
So are you selling them, or are you trying to get licensing at the PGA Merchandising Show, or are you selling them to the public walking by, or the stores that are buying their gear for their stores?
Yeah, well, at the PGA Show right now, I just have my prototype, because it's not a manufactured product yet. I'm really trying to get some feedback from the people in the industry before I, you know, sink a lot of money into manufacturing it. And yes, ideally, I'd love to get a licensing deal. It's something I'm very interested in. Okay. Because there's professionals who know a lot more about manufacturing head covers than I do, so I want to get this done properly.
Let me get this straight. I'm not a golfer. My father was a champion golfer, so I'm familiar with the clubs and the stuff you put over the end of the club. This looks like someone just sort of Velcros onto the club, is it?
No, so there's actually no Velcro at all. What I give the golfer is I give them a kit. So in the kit, you get a driver head cover, you get a three-wood head cover, and then you get a smartphone case, depending on which phone
so
you have.
So it's like a regular cover for the golf club, except it's got this stuff sort of built into it, in a sense, right?
Yes, the mount is it's embedded in underneath in the face of the head cover, and you snap your phone on it, and it rotates 360 degrees so that, you know, you get that perfect angle no matter where you're at. You can adjust it quickly.
So, Jesse, the way that it hooks onto the golf club, could this be something that you could actually maybe use it for other types of sports or other types of activities?
Yeah, it could be done for other sports, but I really think, you know, for starting the golf industry, yeah, it's really a golf product because the bags that the golfers use nowadays are sandbags, and it just serves as a perfect tripod for my product. So that's why I think it really fits the golf.
Simplicity speaks.
Yeah, very good.
In a sense, right?
Let's hear his pitch. Want to hear his pitch?
Yeah, let's go.
Now let's hear his pitch. Okay, so Jesse, what we do here is we're going to give you 60 seconds to win over our audience. You pitch it for a minute, and then our audience will vote. They can vote by going to mycoolinventions.com, hitting the vote button. Thumbs up, thumbs down. You can see a picture of it there. You can read about it there and decide. You can text to vote by texting the word thumbs up, all one word, or thumbs down, all one word. Don't leave a space, to 22333, 22333. And many of you call us by calling 1-888-877-0490, 888-877-0490. You just say thumbs up or thumbs down. I think the listeners are ready. Jesse, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Let's go there, Jesse.
For all you golfers out there, my invention helps you film your own golf swing. You just need to own a golf sandbag, which serves as a tripod. Other products that help you film your own swing are clunky and draw way too much unwanted attention, but my invention, which I call SnapCam Head Cover Kit, is unobtrusive and pleasing to the eye. What I've done is I've taken a standard protective golf head cover and embedded a 360-degree rotating camera mount underneath the face of the head cover. The only piece of camera mount that is visible to you is the piece your smartphone snaps onto. For the first time ever, you are able to instantly attach your smartphone to a head cover and adjust the camera angle to obtain perfect footage of your swing. I'm most proud of this innovation because of the added value it gives to the golf head cover. And don't worry, the SnapCam head cover kit comes with everything you need. It includes a driver head cover, a three-wood head cover, and a unique smartphone case. The price point is $59.99, and it will make a perfect gift for a teenage golfer. So please find me on Twitter and Instagram, at SnapCamGolf, and also...
Make or break an inventor.
Where did that
go?
Is Richie okay?
Yeah, no. This is about discipline, it seems to me. What Jesse has done in the 5-6 minutes that he's been here, what I hear is a disciplined approach to a simple problem that could, I think, John, you spoke to whether it could be used for other things, yeah. Maybe other sports, or not necessarily even in sports.
Yeah, but I, you know, as a golfer and knowing how, you know, my brother's a really good golfer. We were both on the high school golf team, but he was actually a lot better than me. But this would be something that any golfer, I mean, whether you're, like Jesse said, 20 handicap, or even if you're a 4, you still want to know if your swing is right, and you want to see that what you're doing, the mechanics of what you're doing, are correct. So you do need to have video. I'm like Jesse. I wouldn't take a tripod. I've actually done that at the range before. It's clunky, it's stupid, and if you take it on a golf course with you, people are going to laugh at you. Something like this, though. I mean, you always have your phone in your bag. Clip it on real quick. Take it. You know, your swing's not right. Take a look at it while you're riding in the cart or whatever, going down to the next green. I mean, I think it's a good idea. I don't want to prejudice anybody listening, but I think it's a good idea.
I don't want to prejudice either, but I'm voting thumbs up. You know why? Two reasons. Number one, $59.99. That is the right price point. Good for you, Jesse. Bingo, bango. That's the way I'd be on doing it. And second, this is the advice we give all the inventors. Don't just jump into it and blow your brains out financially. Test it. Go get some opinions. And here's a guy going to a trade show, and what do I tell people?
You tell them that all the time.
Go to a trade show, test it out, spend a couple grand. Don't spend 200 grand yet until you get some feedback. So, Jesse, I love you. Jesse, I love the way your approach is approaching this, by getting feedback from the industry, and you got the right price. And I just do a quick plug for the vote. If you want to vote for Jesse, go to mycoolinventions.com. Vote thumbs up or thumbs up. thumbs down. Text to vote the word thumbs up, thumbs down to 22333, or phone us and say thumbs up or thumbs down at 1-888-877-0490. Doug, what do you think? What's your opinion?
Well, I'm not, as I said, this may not have applicability to me as a golfer, but I can see how it could be used in other circumstances. And I think that he has, I mentioned the word discipline a few minutes ago.
Yep.
What I hear is a disciplined, intelligent approach to, and this is what we need to encourage all the people who want to be vetted here, all the people who want to be on, and maybe that isn't just for the inventors or entrepreneurs, the new business people. This is for all, this is a lesson for everybody. And I am, frankly, somebody who's not particularly well disciplined. I know you guys would find that hard to believe, but I don't do a good job of necessarily organizing things all the time. This guy, for whatever the reason, he's hit a nerve with me because I'm trying to better run my life. And I just listened to him as he's thought this out and put the basic principles that he's learning to practice. I think he deserves our help. I think he deserves interest. I think that this is something that, you know, would be probably a fairly good investment for somebody. And I don't mean just buying it for him or herself, but buying into the company.
Jesse, we're going to be at the show in probably about an hour, hour and a half. So we'll definitely look you down and try to find you. Maybe we can get you on one of our video clips for the Mike Cole Mentioned site, and we'll talk to you a little bit more, okay?
Yeah, let's do it. That sounds good. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right, Jesse. You're welcome. Snap Cam head cover kit. It's really the video, and this is another thing. If you can do it, the videos usually tell the story, duh. There's a great story there, and it makes it easy to understand. So if you want to vote thumbs up for Jesse, it's texting to 22333, thumbs up or thumbs down. As Eco said, dial 888-877-040, I'm sorry, 0490, or vote at mycoolinventions.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The aftermath of the State of the Union, reaction, and a road trip. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. President Obama delivered his sixth State of the Union address in just under an hour last night. Today, the president hits the road to drum up support for the priorities he laid out in the speech, as he'll make a stop in Boise, Idaho today to be followed by a trip to Lawrence, Kansas tomorrow. The State of the Union address included a familiar and populist message from the president, specifically one of economic fairness.
That's what middle-class economics is. The idea that this country does best when everyone gets their fair shot. Everyone does their fair share. Everyone plays by the same set of rules.
The president asked Congress to embrace economic policies that will make average families stronger, including equal pay for equal work and a boost in the minimum wage. Predictably, reaction from most Democrats was positive and negative from Republicans. Let's hear from political science professor Dr. Sean Forman at Barry University in Miami, Florida. Dr. Forman says the president's delivery gets the usual A grade. However,
you'll probably get more like a B or a C when it comes to the content, because his ideas are likely to go nowhere in Congress, and it doesn't seem like he's even willing to fight for them.
Dr. Forman explains what he means by that.
I'm not sure that the president thinks he will get much of his proposed agenda through Congress this year, and he was almost speaking past them, speaking to the American people, putting forward ideas that he can maybe work with through executive action.
And on some specific foreign policy points, Dr. Forman says while the president's call to normalize relations with Cuba met with some support, his request to Congress to authorize the use of force in Syria got little reaction. Now,
Here's something else that will matter to you.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacists help me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount apply before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
On Wall Street, the markets will try to build on modest gains from yesterday. The Dow at one point was down more than 100 points yesterday, but fought back and managed to end up with a four-point gain to 17,515. S&P climbed 3 points. NASDAQ with a bigger gain of 20. A quick check of prices at the pump. According to the AAA, the National Gas Price Survey shows a gallon of regular now at just under $2.05, down another 6 cents from a week ago, but enjoy it while it lasts. A former Shell oil tycoon, John Hofmeister, telling USA Today he expects prices to surge to $5 a gallon over the next decade. Hofmeister says prices will go up during the presidential election season of 2016 and even more over the next several years as demand catches up to supply. And finally, we have some news from Microsoft to pass along. It's a little stuffy in here. Can we open some windows, please? That's what we mean when we say open windows, as in the operating system, with Microsoft all set to release details about its new Windows 10 operating system at an event at its Seattle headquarters today. The company says the new system will allow developers to adapt PC applications to mobile devices more easily. They hope the new mobile-friendly system will make more apps available on their smartphones and boost sales. Microsoft formed a partnership with Nokia last year in an effort to catch up with Apple and Google in the smartphone business. As for previous operating systems from Microsoft, there was a mixed reception at best to Windows 8, which was released in the fall of 2012. That led to Windows 8.1, which came out a year later, addressing some of the shortfalls of Windows 8. I've mentioned on more than a few occasions that my desktop is still running on the outdated Windows XP. That's right, I'm still rolling the dice with an operating system that Microsoft stopped updating nearly a year ago. I'm well aware the clock is ticking toward a sudden and inevitable shutdown. Uh-oh. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.